Well, good morning.
各位早安。
It's a very high privilege for me to be here to speak to you all this morning.
很荣幸能够今天在各位当中能够讲神的话。
And it's especially nice to have all of us together, the young people that I've spoken to once before, and all of the adults.
特别是我们年轻人也在我们当中，曾经有跟他们有分享机会，然后呢，今天也有机会跟大人在一起，很高兴。
Up to this point, I have enjoyed the service very much.
那到目前呢，我非常的这个很欣赏我们今天的崇拜。
There's one thing about it that I must explain.
那我有一件事情必须要这个解释。
Until the last song, I understood only one word.
那这个我们所唱的这些歌呢，就是中文歌里面呢有一句话我明白了。
I caught the leader saying softly.
他讲的说这个。就轻轻唱。
Now, if she said some other English words, she camouflaged them very well, and my ear didn't find it.
那她或许也讲了其他的英文字呢，那可能我没有听得到，我没有听到。
But you know, there's something else I want to tell you.
那另外我想跟你们讲。
While I didn't understand any of the words,
虽然我一句话没有听得懂，说你们在唱什么。
I did understand the spirit.
可是我真的是体会到那个灵。
And I sat there this morning.Thanking the Lord for His Spirit that was with us this morning.
我坐在那边呢，就是感谢神的灵与我们同在。
Because you know, I found something about God's Spirit a long time ago.
你知道吗？这个在很久以前我就发现神的灵是这样子。
This building is not His home.
这个建筑物呢，不是他的家。
If you want to worship God, you won't find Him at church.
你如果想要敬拜神的话，你在教会里面找不到他，教堂里面找不到他。
Sometimes he's in the church building, but this is not where he lives.
但是可能在教堂里面你能够找到他，可是呢，他并不是居住在教堂里面。
He lives in our hearts.
他住在我们心里面。
And you know the only reason that he comes to this building when we worship is because we bring him when we come.
你知道他会来到这个教堂的原因呢，是因为我们带着我们的心来崇拜他。
And I feel God's presence here this morning.
我感受到神的同在。
And so that makes me know one thing.
所以呢，我知道一件事情。
That some of you have been praying ahead of time, and you brought the Holy Spirit to church with you.
那在你有在聚会之前，你有为这个叫这个聚会祷告，那神的灵的确在我们当中。
Thank you.
谢谢你们。
That's good.
就是很棒的一件事情。
Because if you want to come and let the preacher bless you, then you'll be disappointed.
如果你来只是想要这个受到这个牧师的那个祝福的话，你可能会失望。
But when God comes and moves in our hearts, then it's okay.
但是神在我们当中运行的时候，这是一件很棒的事情。
Then we're not disappointed.
那我们不会失望。
Well, I have something very particular that I would like to speak to you for a little while this morning.
我想用一段时间想跟你们特别的分享一段经节。
Something that I think all of us want.
这是我们每一个人都想要的。
A successful Christian life.
一个成功的基督徒的生活。
Well, there are several ingredients to this successful Christian life.
在这里面呢，有几样呢是我们必须要有的。
You know, I remember when I was just a little boy, I wanted to help my mother in the kitchen.
你知道吗？小时候我有一次想帮我妈妈做菜。
I'm sorry, I don't think I was much help, but I learned a little bit.
那虽然我不是一个很好的助手呢，但是我的确学到了很多。
I probably made lots bigger mess than I helped.
或许呢，这个弄乱的呢，可能更那个比这个做的好的呢更多。
But I found out that you had to take several different ingredients and you mix them together in the proper way, and it makes nice food to eat.
当我们做个一道好菜呢，是需要很多的一些材料，然后呢，经过适当的调整以后呢，然后我们才能够享用。
The scripture that I would like for us to look at this morning gives us some ingredients to make a successful Christian life.
那今天我们所要看的这个经节呢，是在怎么样子能够这些用这些适当的材料呢，能够成为一个成功的生活，成功的基督徒。
Brother, shall we read the scripture in both, or
sure.
just
no problem?
Okay. Maybe I'll just read it through and then you read through. Okay. We'll read some scripture then. 2 Peter.Chapter 1, beginning with verse 3.
彼得后书第一章从第三节开始。彼得后书第一章第三节开始。
Give you just a moment to find your place.
给大家一点时间能够找到这个经节。 如果有人需要帮忙，旁边人可不可以就翻一下？
All right, we'll read maybe the English first and then the Chinese.
我们先读英文，然后我们再来读中文。
Starting in verse 3, He gives us everything we need for life and for holy living. He gives it through His great power. As we come to know Him better, we learn that He called us to share His own shining greatness and perfect life. Through His shining greatness and perfect life, He has given us promises. These promises are of great worth, and no amount of money can buy them. Through these promises, you can have God's own life in you now that you have gotten away from the sinful things of the world, which came from wrong desires of the flesh. Do your best to add holy living to your faith. Then add to this a better understanding. As you have a better understanding, you will be able to say no when you need to. Do not give up. As you wait and do not give up, live godlike. As you live godlike, be kind to Christian brothers and love them. If you have all these things and keep growing in them, they will keep you from being of no use and from having no fruit when it comes to knowing our Lord Jesus Christ. But if you do not have these things, you are blind and cannot see far. You forget God saved you from your old life of sin. Christian brothers, make sure that you are among those He has chosen and called out for His own. As long as you do these things, you will never trip and fall. In this way, the road will be made wide open for you, and you will go into the holy nation that lasts forever of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who saves.
我们是从第三节读到第十一节，彼得后书第一章第三节。神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给了我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此将宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上敬虔，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足地有这样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于懒惰不洁。人若没有这样几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了清洁。所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
May God add His blessing to the reading of His word.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
Well, what are the ingredients to a successful Christian life?
所以一个成功的基督生活，它的材料是什么？
The scripture that we just read this morning gives us 7 different ingredients that make up a successful Christian life.
在这里呢，提到七种材料。
Do you know, I believe that success is something that we all strive for. We work towards success.
我们都希望我们自己成功。
Nobody enjoys failing.
没人呢想失败。
Who wants to fall down?
谁想跌倒呢？
You know, it's not fun.
这个是其实不好玩的。
You know, people can be very, very proud.
那我们呢其实呢是可以非常的骄傲，我们可以变得非常骄傲。
When I first went to New Guinea, they would say something that they don't say anymore, but they used to say this.
我在那个 Guinea 这个地方啊，他们以前呢讲一句话，现在已经不说了。
Somehow or another, especially the men.
尤其是那边的男人。
When they would run through the jungle and they would trip and fall down, they wouldn't say they fell down.
他们呢，在这个他们跑到森林里面，如果是想跌倒的话，他们不说他们跌倒了。
They would say, "Oh, the ground came up and hit me hard."
他说地呢起来了以后啊，就是打到了我。
They could not admit that they made a mistake.
他们不会承认呢，他们就犯错了。
Sometimes do we have problems admitting that we made a mistake?
有时候我们也会有这个问题，说不会承认我们自己的错。
You know, it's amazing to me how easy it is for me to look around and say, "Now, who did that? Who made this mistake, and I failed?"
很多时候我们会很容易就指出说，这个谁做的事呢，使我这样子失败了呢
？No, but you know, it's a wonderful mark of spiritual maturity when we can say, "Lord, I'm the one."
那在我们的属灵上的成长呢，其实一个很重要一点就是说，会让我们来承认我们自己的错。
You know, at this point, I think of a part of one of these verses in verse 10.
那在这里呢，尤其是第十节提到。
It says, "As long as you do these things, you will never trip and fall."
你们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
I'll tell you just a little story that is funny now, but it wasn't funny then.
有一个故事呢，现在讲起来很有趣，可是当时呢却没有什么趣事。
I have three children, two boys and one daughter.
我有三个孩子，两个儿子，一个女儿。
My daughter now is 21 years old.
我女儿现在已经21岁了。
But when I think she must have been 5 years old,
她在五岁的时候
she went to kindergarten.
在这个去幼稚园。
And so she went for a few hours, and then we would go and pick her up and bring her back home.
那上课几个小时以后呢，然后我们就再接她回来。
And so this one particular day, we drove up by the building, the school building, and we were waiting for her.
有一天我们就去来接她的时候，我们在外面等着她。
And at once we saw her come out the door, and she had papers in her hands that she had colored, and she was bringing her pretty pictures to come and show us.
然后看到她呢，就是有一张纸呢，她在那边画图，画得很好看，然后她就想来给我们看。
And she saw the car.
她看到我们在车里面。
And she was so excited.
太高兴了。
She took off running.
然后就开始跑。
Right down the sidewalk.
就在这个就朝着我们跑上来。
And I'm not sure exactly what happened. If she tripped over something, a crack in the cement.
我不晓得是她是什么原因，是因为地上有裂缝呢？
Or maybe she was just so excited she went faster than her legs could work.
还是她的脚呢动得太快呢？
But whatever the cause, the result was the same.
然后不管怎么样，结果是一样的。
She went head first.
然后头先冲到地上。
Well, particularly, I should say,Nose first.
但尤其是这个鼻子先落在地上。
And you know, she hit that sidewalk and she slid.
然后跌上去了以后呢，就开始滑，往前滑。
And it didn't hurt the sidewalk at all.
那这个地呢，当然是没事啊。
But you should have seen her nose.
然后她的鼻子呢，就是很难看。
It was a little triangle of blood.
然后就看着在这边开始流血。
We took at least one picture of her.With a red nose.
然后我们就拍了一张照片。
You know, I said it wasn't funny then.
说这个那个时候当然是很就是。
But you laughed with me now, so it's funny now.
可是呢，现在你跟我一起笑了，其实是很有趣的一件事情。
But you know, it wasn't funny then.
可是那个时候其实是无趣的一件事情。
Because it was painful.
因为那时候很痛。
And it was embarrassing.
非常的很不好意思。
Who likes to fall and get hurt?
谁喜欢跌倒然后呢跌这个受伤呢？
Nobody enjoys falling or failing.
没有人呢希望能够跌倒或是失败。
But what is the secret to a successful Christian life?
但是这个成功的生命的秘诀是什么？
And what is a successful Christian life?
什么是成功的基督徒的生命呢？
First of all, let's say it's a life that brings glory to God.
第一个，这个生命是荣耀神的生命。
It's also a life that is fruitful.
然后呢，是结果子的生命。
Do you know when something works as God designed it to work, it's perfect.
你知道吗？一件事情神设计，然后呢出来的结果的话，是一个完美的事情。
You know, we look at some of these wild animals and we think, my, what an imagination God has.
当我们看到这个这么多的野兽的时候，我们会想象到说，哇，神的想象力非常丰富。
You know, we have some animals that to us look funny.
因为有的动物呢，对我们来讲看起来是非常好笑的。
How about the elephant and the rhinoceros and the hippopotamus?
这些大象、犀牛、河马。
How about the kangaroos?
那些袋鼠。
My, they are strange-looking animals.
哇，他们真是看起来是很有趣的。
But you know when they work as God designed them to work?
如果他们是按照神的计划而这个生活的话，
God says they are perfect.
那神就说这是完全的。
And you know we all have bumps and bruises.
那我们偶尔会受伤。
Maybe some of us have warts even. Warts.
有的人会有疮啊，会长疮。
But do you know?When we work as God designed us to work, He says, you're perfect.
如果是我们是按照神的计划而生活的话，神说我们是完全的。
But there are seven things that the scriptures tell us to add to our faith for a successful Christian life.
在这里呢，讲到说在我们信心上面再加上七样，七件材料呢，这就是一个成功的生活。
First of all, we start off with the first basic ingredient that God puts there.
第一个是要以最基本的材料。
It says, add these things to your faith.
说呢，把这些事情加在你的信心上面。
That faith in God that brought you to Jesus Christ.
就是这个信心呢，能把你带到耶稣基督面前的。
That brought you to salvation.
带给你这个救恩的。
There are a couple of scriptures let me read to you.
那有几段呢，我要读一下。
The very last part of Romans chapter 12 and verse 3.
在那个罗马书十二章三节的最后段。
Think in the right way toward yourself by the faith God has given you. I'm pulling a trick on my interpreter.
Yeah,
I didn't tell him these scriptures ahead of time.
心意更新而变化，就是用神的话语来更新我们的想法。
But the point is by the faith God has given you.
就是这个用神给我们的信心。
And then in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6,
在希伯来书十一章第六节说到，
It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him.
没有信心的话，我们是几乎是不可能能够来就是求神的喜悦。
Let me ask you a question.
我想问一个问题。
Whether you were raised in a Christian home or whether you were not raised in a Christian home.
不管你是生活在一个基督化的家庭也好，或是不是。
Did you not at some point hear the gospel message?
你是不是听到了福音的信息？
You heard how Jesus died on the cross for our salvation?
说听到说耶稣是怎么样子为我们的罪而死。
You heard that news, it went in your ears and into your mind?
然后你听到了，然后进到你的心。
Doesn't sound reasonable.
对你来讲可能是不合理的一件事情。
In fact, it's very unreasonable.
其实是一件非合理的一件事情。
If we just use our minds.
如果只是用我们的脑袋来想的话。
But somehow, I don't know how.
但是很奇妙的呢。
Somehow, God puts that little measure of faith in our hearts.
神呢，在我们心里面给我们这么一点点的信心。
Do you remember?
你记得吗？
You heard the news.
你听到这个福音。
Something in your mind said no.Doesn't sound reasonable.
你的脑袋里想的是说不合理的。
But then something else down in your heart says, oh yes.
但是你的心里的内心呢，想到说是的。
This is the thing I've been looking for.
这就是我在寻求的一件事情。
It has to be true.
一定是真的。
And you confessed your sins to God.
然后呢，你向神认罪悔改。
And you turned your back on Satan.
然后呢，
You put Satan behind you.
Yeah, 就说你已经不再你从那个魔鬼的掌上呢逃出来了。
You all, this is hard work. Yeah, he's doing a good job. It's hard work. I've been on that side before, and it's not easy. But we put Satan behind us.
然后呢，我们离开了撒旦魔鬼。
And what happens?
之后呢，发生什么事呢？
We say, well, God comes into our heart. Yes, He does.
我们说是的，这个神呢进入了我们的心。
We say we are saved. Yes, we are saved.
我们被得救了，的确是的。
We say everything, all the old things pass away and everything is new.
我们的旧我呢，旧事已经过去呢，新的我呢来了。
And yes, that's true.
的确，没错。
But you can't tell me exactly what happens.
但是你可以很诚实地跟我讲,
God knows.
神知道。
It's an amazing thing.
这是一件很奇妙的一件事情。
When God comes into our lives,
当神进入了我们的生命里面,
and changes everything completely.
那他呢就把我们一切呢都改变了。
You know, I was in the Sunday school class this morning.
今天呢在这个青少年主日学里。
And I almost had to bite my tongue to be quiet.
然后呢，我就尽量的呢要不出声。
Our teacher did a very good job.
我们今天的老师呢，就是他领导的很好。
But you know, it's not your preacher is not supposed to preach his message twice to the same crowd on the same day.
你知道吗？这个传道人不应该呢对同一部的对同一这个听众呢讲他的信心讲两次。
But our teacher asked first of all, he said, "How do you view your life?"
那我们讨论就讲说，你怎么看你的生命？
If you would describe your life, how would you describe it?
如果是你要来用一个这个用一段话来形容你的生命的话，你怎么来说？
And I wanted to tell him, but I just made myself be quiet.
我想跟他说，但是呢，我没有提。
But let me tell you now.
可是呢，让我今天现在讲出来。
If you can picture my life on a piece of paper or any place, I'll draw you a picture.
你如果是说我可以其实呢用一张纸呢画给你看，我的生命是如此的。
I was born in a Christian home. My father was a pastor.
我的爸爸是一个牧师，我是生长在一个基督化的家庭里面。
And so I started right here.
所以呢，我是从这个点开始。
And came this way.
然后呢，就开始了。
In a pretty straight line.
就是几乎是一个很平坦的路。
My parents taught me the right things.
我父母亲教导我是这个正确的东西。
And then as I became a little bit older, it got almost to my teens.
然后当我开始这个变成这个 teenager的时候呢,
maybe 12 or 13 or 11, somewhere along in there, I began to get rebellious.
我就开始呢有一个叛逆的心。
And instead of continuing a straight line, my life just went around, not in circles, but just anyway.
然后呢，这个就从一个平坦的路呢，就开始乱跑了。
Going no place, just round and around and
没有目标的呢，这样随便乱跑。
And then, you know, when I came to the point I was 16 years old,
当我16岁的时候,
I came face to face with Jesus Christ.
然后我面对面的要看耶稣基督的这件事情。
And this was the day of my decisions.
这就是我做决定的那一天。
It was time for me to decide.
就是我要那一天要做个决定。
And I am so very thankful I made that decision for Jesus Christ.
我感谢神呢，那一天呢，我为基督耶稣呢做了决定。
And while my life was just aimless, going in no direction, just around and back and forth and in circles and around.
虽然是呢，我没有目标的在那边乱跑。
At that point, my life straightened out.
但是从那一天开始，我的生命呢就开始又走直线了。
And I hope my life looks like this.
所以希望我的生命是如此的。
From that point,
从那一点开始。
A straight line.
然后呢，一个直线上升。
Toward Jesus.
上升，朝着耶稣基督走。
Because from that moment, I've done my very best to make every decision for Christ.
从那一天开始，我的所有的决定呢，都是为了耶稣基督而做。
He gives us that measure of faith so that we can respond to Him.
他给我那一个小小的信心呢，因此呢，我可以回应他。
And then he proves his faithfulness through trials to us.
然后呢，他经过我们的试炼呢，来向我们显示他是信实可靠的。
But you think about this.
让我们想想看。
God knows everything.
神是全知无所不知的。
When you face a certain temptation, he knows how you're going to react.
当你碰到一些这个试炼的时候，他知道你会怎么样，有什么样的反应。
But you do not know how you're going to react.
但是你不知道你的反应是什么。
So you see, it seems to me that these trials are for our benefit.
所以呢，这些试炼呢，其实是对我们有益的。
So God can prove to us that He is faithful.
所以呢，神可以证明他是信实可靠的。
That His word is true.
他的话是真的。
And that He's always the same.
他是永不改变的。
So we start off with that measure of faith.
所以呢，我们开始呢，就是从那个信心开始。
Sometimes I like to think of it as a seed of faith.
我想说，这个就像一个信心的，像一个种子一样。
You know, sometimes from very, very small seeds, big trees come.
大树呢，从小种子开始。
And so God gives us that seed of faith.
所以呢，神给我们这样一个小小的种子，信心的种子。
And then lets us make the right decisions so that that faith can grow and become a mighty tree.
然后呢，能够让我们呢做正确的选择呢，使这个小小的种子呢成为一棵大树。
But then he says, start off with this faith, and then to this faith add something.
然后他说，从这个小的信心开始呢，加点东西。
The first one he gives is holy living.
第一个呢是这个敬虔的，是敬虔。
Be true, live true.
就是按照你的信仰来生活。
And have courage and be strong in the face of trouble.
然后在这个在困境的时候呢，要勇敢站立。
What is it that brings glory to God?
什么事情呢能够荣耀神呢？
You know, sometimes we say, oh, praise is the highest form of prayer.
我们说呢，这个敬拜呢是一个最高的、最棒的一个祷告。
I can accept that.
我同意。
Praise is a wonderful thing.
这个赞美呢是一个很棒的一件事情。
But what are we designed for?
但是我们神怎么样来设计我们呢？
I believe we are designed to worship God.
我相信呢，神是要我们来敬拜他。
What will we do throughout eternity in heaven?
在这个永恒里面，我们要做什么呢？
But worship God.
就是来敬拜他。
Maybe kind of like we're doing here, by everyday things that we do, we worship God.
可能呢，就像我们现在一样，在我们每一天做的事情上面呢，都来敬拜他。
And so when he says, add holy living to your faith,Then make sure that all of our living, all of the things that we do, are worship to God.
所以呢，在我们敬虔的生活上面呢，我们应该来敬拜他。
Can we worship God going to work tomorrow morning?
明天我们上班的时候，我们可以敬拜他吗？
Oh yes.
哦，是的。
Do a good job.
尽你的本能。
Be honest.
要诚实。
Do the right things.
做这个正确的选择。
Give a good picture of your father.
然后呢，让我们生命呢能够映出我们的天父。
You know, we put great importance on families.
我知道我们呢很强调我们的家庭家人。
And our family name.
我们的这个家，我们的姓，我们家姓。
We are taught you behave, be good, or you will bring shame to our family.
我们说了你要做好人，不然的话你会羞辱家门，谢谢。
Do you know sometimes you know what I'm talking about? You see you work with somebody who works very hard.
你知道说我们有很多人是他们尽他们的能力。
And you enjoy working with them because they do good.
因为呢，你也很愿意的跟他一起合作。
And then you hear about their brother or sister. Maybe they're going to come work with you as well.
然后你想到说，哦，他们的这个弟兄，他的这个哥哥姐姐呢，也会一起跟你来合作。
And you say, oh, that's wonderful. They are raised by the same parents. They must have the same characteristics.
你说没问题，他好的话，他的家人一定也好。
You see, the family name, that family reputation is important.
所以呢，这个家门，这个他的名誉呢，是非常非常重要的。
We go to work and we uphold our family reputation. God is our father.
我们的天父，我们的神是我们的天父。
Don't bring shame to the name of Christ.
所以呢，不要羞辱他的名。
Holy living, add this to our faith.
所以呢，在我们信心上面加上敬虔的生活。
The second thing is a better understanding.
第二个材料呢，就是我们的认识。
He's talking about true wisdom.
我们的这个，他讲的是一个真的这种智慧。
Basically, I say what it means is study.
就是呢，其实就是意思就是说，我们要好好的读经。
Study so we can know right from wrong.
知道说什么是对的，什么是错的。
So that we can know true teaching from false teaching.
因此我们能够分辨真假。
Holy living and a better understanding.
敬虔的生活加上这个加上知识。
That's pretty easy.
这个呢很简单，这两项很简单。
Well, we have to work at it, but we can do that.
我们可以努力的学习这两件事情。
Now the next one, the third one gets close to home.
那第三件事情就稍微难一点了。
Be able to say no when you need to.
就是节制。
Sometimes we have to say yes, sometimes we have to say no.
有的时候我们要说同意可以做，有的时候呢我们就是说对不起我不做。
And we have to personally act.
然后呢我们就是以我们行为呢来证实这我们所说的。
That can be difficult.
这是很难的。
Sometimes we have to say no to our friends.
我们有时候要对我们的朋友说对不起我不做。
To our family.
对我们的家人。
Oh, many times that's difficult to say no.
很多时候实在是很难拒绝他们。
How about our boss at work?
或者说我们的老板呢？
Oh, you know, my daughter went to work for a new company a few months ago.
那几个月之前呢，我的女儿呢到一个新的公司上班。
And I don't remember the situation, but my daughter told me about this. The boss said, "Oh, well, just say this."
那有一次呢，她的老板说呢，你就这样说吧。
And my daughter said, no, that's not true.
她说对不起我不能说谎。
Oh, if I said that, I would be lying.
我要说实话。
Oh, she said, it's not really lying, but can't you just say that?
说老板说这不是谎话呀，可是你可以这样说吗？
She said, oh, no.
她说对不起我不可以。
Well, it's because we've talked about this before.
因为呢我们曾经呢讨论过这种事情。
And you know, I've told her and I told her this again.
我呢很多次呢跟她说过。
Why should you lie for your boss?
你为什么要为就是用谎话呢来遮蔽你的这个你的老板呢？
He really doesn't want you to do that.
其实呢他不愿意你这样子做。
She just thinks she does.
他只是认为呢他你可以这样子做。
Because I told her remind your boss this.
你应该向你的老板提出来。
Anybody who will lie for you will lie to you.
就是说我如果是这样子来这个帮你说谎的话，那这种人呢也会呢向你说谎。
I told her, tell her you will not lie for her, so that she will know anything that you ever say is true.
因此呢，他不这样做的话，就表示说他跟他老板所说的呢是可以信靠，是真的。
You know, I think in this world today, you don't have to be real smart to have a good job.
你知道吗？在今天这个时代呢，你不必呢变得很聪明呢，能够拿到好工作。
This is the thing. Honesty is so rare. If you are very honest, you can have a good job.
但是呢，你如果诚实的话，诚实是一个非常很难得的，那你的确会拿到好工作。
If you're very honest, they will allow you to look after the very important things.
如果你诚实的话，他会把公司会把更重要的那个责任呢加给你。
We have to be able to say no at the right time.
所以呢，在所以我们要按时要说对不起，不可以这样做。
But do you know the most important point here? I'll tell you.
有一件事情更重要的，我要跟你说。
You must be able to say no. We must be able to say no to ourselves.
那有的时候呢，我们也要对我们自己呢说对不起，我不这样做。
Do you know? I think many people struggle with discipline.
我们在这个很多事情上面呢，就是我们自己呢，需要节制。
That is the thing that I ask God to help me with.
那这也是呢，是我求神能够帮助我的一点。
To help me to be disciplined so I can accomplish more for Him.
就是我有这个节制呢，能够为他做更多的事情。
And do you know if I find that if I discipline myself in one small area?
你知道，在我一个小事上我能够节制的话。
Then it's easier to be disciplined in another area.
然后在其他方面呢，我也比较容易能够有节制。
But add to this seed of faith God has given us, add to that the ability to say no.
所以呢，在神给你的小信心上面，我们加上一点，就是说我们可以说对不起，我不做。
And the next thing.
下一点呢
？Add to our faith this, do not give up.
下一点呢，下一个材料呢，就是我们要忍耐。
You know, if we don't have things in our work that are difficult, maybe we're not working very hard.
如果在我们工作上面呢，没有什么挑战性的话，恐怕我们呢就没有什么没有在发挥我们的才能。
And do you know, in our work and in our lives, there are some things that we have to forget about.
有的事情呢，我们恐怕就是说，我们就干脆忘了吧。
One thing is the word quit.
一件事就是我放弃，我不做了。
Another one is give up.
另外一个就是说我放弃了。
You know, I don't remember exactly the situation, but well, let me say this first. The work that God has given me to do, I love it because he's given it to me to do.
怎么神给我，神托付我做的事情呢，是我愿意做的。
Oh, but sometimes it's a great challenge.
但有的时候呢，真是有很大的挑战。
After one particularly strong challenge, somebody asked me, and I don't even remember who, but they asked me a question.
有一次呢，我面对这样一个很大的挑战呢，然后有个人来问我。
They said, how can you do that? How can you not give up?
你怎么能继续做下去啊？
Have you ever been tempted just to throw your hands up and say, I quit?
你是不是有时候自己受到这种想试炼试探的，就是说放弃吧？
And at first I was a bit confused.
然后我听了以后这个问题我就有一点纳闷。
And I asked, well, what do you mean?
我说再解释一下什么意思。
And they told me again.
他说他再次解释。
And I don't remember exactly what I told them, but I thought to myself.
那这个时候我不晓得我怎么样回答他，可是我内心在这样的想。
They don't understand.
他们不明白。
Giving up is not an option.
放弃呢不是一个选择。
That's not one of the choices.
这个不是一个选择。
Only the choices only lie in what is the best way to get to the goal.
就是这个我的选择就是说我要以哪一条路达到我的目标。
And friends, it's that way with our spiritual lives.
同样的是我们的属灵的生命也是如此。
To quit is not an option.
说算了吧，这个不是一个选择。
The option is to ask God to help us find the best way to accomplish His will.
我们的选择就是求神能够帮助我们走那个他所要我们走的路，来达到他的目标。
Add to our faith the attitude of not giving up.
在这个信心上面，我们再加一点忍耐。
Number five.
第五个材料
is to live godlike,
就是前进。
To add to our faith, godlike living,
就是像神如此的生活，圣洁的生活。
To live like Christ,
就像基督生活一样。
Remember, we have produced this book in special English. No, the other one. My mind went blank. But the one that asked the question, what would Jesus do?
有一本书我们出版呢，是用一个比较简单的英文所写的，就是耶稣怎如此行，
steps,
如何行？
In his steps.
In his steps. That's the title.
Yes, that's the title.
那个题目就是叫做就是跟随他的脚踪。
But to live godlike and to ask the question that book made popular, what would Jesus do?
那就是这书里面的实际上谈，就是问一个问题，就是说，耶稣如何行？
When somebody says something ugly to you,
有人如果是骂你的话，
what should be the first thing that we do?
那我们应该怎么样？我们应该有什么样的反应？
Punch them in the nose with another strong word?
就是揍他一拳？
No, of course not.
当然不是了。
Stop just a moment, just that long.
停下来。
And say, Jesus,
说耶稣，
what should I do?
我该如何行？
If you were here, what would you do?
如果你在我这立场的话，你会如何行？
You remember when the soldier slapped him on the face?
记得那个有这个士兵打他耳光的时候。
You know what he did?
你知道他说什么吗？
He turned the other side.
他呢把另外一个面颊再给他。
Well,When we want to react,
当我们想要立刻有反应的时候，
and if you think, oh, it would feel good,
我说这样子做的话我会痛快，
it's probably sin.
可能这样的话就是罪了。
Don't do that.
先不要做。
You see, I see the young fellows here, they understand this.
我相信的年轻人明白这个这一点呢。
Yeah, it's best then put your hands in your pockets.
先把你的手放在你的口袋里面。
But do you know,Let me tell you something that's very important.
有些事情是非常重要的。
God has an opinion about everything in our lives.
在我们生命当中的每一点每一刻每一件事情，神有他的想法。
Did you know that God has an opinion about you coming to this service this morning?
你知道吗？你今天来做礼拜，这个神有他的想法，知道吗？
He has an opinion.
他有他的意见。
And do you know when we seek His opinion within mind to follow it?We will find it.
当我们愿意来跟随他，然后呢，来想知道说他的意见是什么时候，那这是一件很不错的一件事情。
But live like we feel Christ would live.
那过我们的生活呢，就是以基督 如何过生活的心呢，来过我们的生活。
Then number six.
然后第六个材料呢
，Be kind to each other.
就是爱弟兄的心。
You know, he's talking about brotherly kindness.
这是一个所谓的爱弟兄的心。
I have two boys.
我有两个儿子。
One is the oldest.
一个是老大。
And the other is the youngest, and the girls between.
一个是老幺，那我女儿是老二。
And oh, the big brother, he thinks the little brother is a special little kid.
这个老大呢，就是认为他的老幺呢是真是一个很不错的一个弟弟。
And the little boy.
然后老幺呢
？I say little boy, he's I guess 18. He wouldn't like me to say he's little.
他现在已经十八岁了。
But he big brother is a special. He's tough.
他呢，他看他的哥哥呢是一个好哥哥。
Whatever big brother does, that's something special.
大哥做什么一定是很特别的。
You know, there's brotherly love.
这里有爱弟兄的心。
Well, that's kind of like what we're told to do here.
那这里呢，同样的也是。
To add to our faith, brotherly love.
就是把爱弟兄的心呢加在我们的信心上面。
Yes. You know, there's something particular about this, though. Something special.
是的，在这里呢，一个很特殊的一件。
When my brother says nice things to me, it's easy for me to be nice to him.
当我的弟兄说好话的时候，我的反应会对他很好。
But does anybody here know nobody who irritates you?
有没有人呢会特别的这个会让你觉得很讨厌呢？
Did you ever try to pet a cat the wrong way?
你有没有过摸猫的时候，你就是摸错了
？I hear from the reaction that some of you have done that.
我想听从大家的反应，我知道有人做过。
Does anybody here have you never felt like somebody was rubbing you the wrong way?
有时候会，你会有没有会觉得说有人真的是就是会像一个刺一样的
？Have you always been very, very, very pleased with everything everybody has done?
难道说你所做的每一件事情大家都喜欢吗
？Of course not.
不是吧
？This is where this instruction comes in.
所以这句话呢，就是告诉我们
，to add to our faith, brotherly love.
把爱弟兄心加在我们的信心上面。
And when I do something that frustrates Brother Daniel,
当我做一些事情使徐牧师呢，就是
I'm sorry, brother.
心里很不平的时候
I'm sorry, brother, but God says you're supposed to love me anyway.
很抱歉啊，弟兄啊，你要爱我的。
I think sometimes I'm hard to love.
有时候我是不可爱的。
But that's what the Scripture tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们要这样做。
You know, it's easy. It's easy to love the ones that are very nice.
就爱那些可爱的呢，是很容易做的。
Even sinners in the world do that.
这些非基督徒呢也这样做。
But the ones that rub your fur the wrong way, that's different.
那这个使我们呢这个内心不平的呢，要去爱他们是很难的。
Then that is a very good testimony to us that God is working in our lives.
那但是呢，这是一个神在我们心里面做工的一个很好的见证。
Let me just leave that as a great challenge for you.
我想把这件事提出来，是成为我们的挑战。
As you go through this coming week and the next weeks,
那我们这一周、下一周的生活里面
，think of this. If you want to have a successful Christian life, add brotherly love to those who rub your fur the wrong way.
想一想呢，就是在你要有一个成功的基督徒的生活呢，就是爱那些不可爱的人、不可爱的弟兄。
Add this to your faith.
把这个呢加在你的信心上。
And then the last thing, number seven.
最后一个材料。
Do you know in the Bible, seven is a perfect number.
知道吗？这个七在圣经里面是一个完全的意思。
And I find it interesting that there are seven things that he tells us to add to our faith.
知道说彼得在这边讲说，在我们信心上面加七样东西。
But to love each other.
就是彼此相爱。
You know, this is a little bit different than brotherly love or brotherly kindness.
这个跟这个爱弟兄的心呢有点差别。
You know, we could spend a lot of time here, but we don't have much time.
我们在这边呢可以呢就花很多时间。
Let me just say that it's easy to become involved in the lives of those that we love.
就是我们很容易呢对跟那些可爱的人来往。
You know, if my brother John has some problems.
如果这个弟兄呢有问题的话
，and I don't love him，
如果我不爱他
It's easy for me to say, oh, sorry, brother, help yourself.
我很容易就讲说，这个愿神祝福你啊。
You drove off in the ditch, get out and pull yourself out. That's
the
way it needs to be done.
你跌倒了，你说好，你自己爬起来吧。
But you know, if I love him,
如果我爱他的话，那这是很不同的。
I stop and I say, oh, brother, you have trouble.
我会停下来说，哦，你有问题。
How can I help you?
我怎么样能够帮助你呢？
Let me get a chain and we'll pull you out.
能不能我帮你扶起来呢？
You know, it's easy for me to get involved in the lives of people that I love.
就是对那些可爱的人，我很容易呢跟他们有来往。
Well, he said, add these things to your faith.
彼得说，把这些事情，把这些材料呢加在你的信心上面。
He said, add holy living.
将德行加进去。
Add a better understanding.
将知识加进去。
And be able to say no when you need to.
将这个节制加进去。
He said, do not give up.
将忍耐加进去。
Add this to your faith.
把这些呢加进去。
And then live godlike.
然后呢把前进加进去。
And be kind to each other.
把爱弟兄的心加进去。
And love each other.
将爱众人的心加进去。
Do you know if we add these seven things to our faith,
如果是把这七样呢加在我们的信心里的话，
then our lives will produce the fruit of holiness.
那我们的生命就会结出圣洁的果子来。
And remember the story that I told you at the beginning about my daughter falling, scratching her nose.
记得那个一开始我讲的那个我女儿跌倒的是那个故事吗？
Remember again in verse 10 in this chapter.
那我们再重新以第十节开始来看这几个故事。
He says that as long as you do these things, you will never trip and fall.
应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
None of us like to fall.
没人呢爱跌倒。
None of us like to fail.
没人呢爱失败。
And here is the recipe for us not to fall.
那这一点呢，就是能够使我们怎么样子能够不跌倒的秘诀。
When we add these ingredients to our faith,
把这些呢材料加到我们的信心上，
then we can stand.
那我们可以坚定不移。
Not in our own power or our own strength.
不是靠我们自己的能力，
but in the power of Jesus Christ.
靠耶稣基督的大能。
Well, let me leave these thoughts with you.
我想在这边提醒大家。
It's wonderful things that the Bible gives us, not me.
圣经如此的鼓励我们，不是我，这不是我自己的话。
But this is a prescription. This is a recipe that will work.
那这个秘诀呢，是肯定是有效的。
Thank you so much.
谢谢各位。
It's been a privilege to be with you.
这是我的荣幸，能够在大家。